Lesson 3. Listen to two employment agents discussing resumes. They're looking for someone to work at a pharmaceutical company. They're talking about three people. Listen for the three names.
All right. Now we'll look at Bob here. Well, you can see he started out as a teacher. But he was a science teacher, so he knows science.
He worked as a scientist between 1988 and 1990.
So he was a scientist, too. Now he's director of product development. Okay. Now, you know, we'll look at John. And we know that he has a PhD. That's good. Now let's see if he's making the tablets, too.
John has experience with tablets, but Jim doesn't.
Good. Now, what are the three names you heard?
Bob, John, and Jim.
Okay. Now, listen and repeat.
John has experience. John has experience with tablets. But Jim doesn't. John has experience with tablets, but Jim doesn't.
I say, John has experience with tablets. Jim has no experience with tablets. And you say,
John has experience with tablets, but Jim doesn't.
I say, Stephen's looking for a new job. Connie's happy with her job at WEFL. And you say,
Stephen's looking for a new job, but Connie isn't.
Okay, let's begin. John has experience with tablets. Jim has no experience with tablets.
John has experience with tablets, but Jim doesn't.
Stephen's looking for a new job. Connie's happy with her job at WEFL.
Stephen's looking for a new job, but Connie isn't.
Thomas uses a computer to write his articles. Patricia uses a pencil.
Thomas uses a computer to write his articles, but Patricia doesn't.
Anne likes Mexican food. Stephen eats only hamburgers.
Anne likes Mexican food, but Stephen doesn't.
Maria's skiing in Aspen. Sam's making a business deal in California.
Maria's skiing in Aspen, but Sam isn't.
Dan works at IBM. Greg is unemployed.
Dan works at IBM, but Greg doesn't.
Good. Now listen to some more of the conversation between the two employment agents.
Well, looking at it, Jim's also used computers. Bob has two. I would say both John and Jim have a significant advantage over Bob. But they just have more experience.
John hasn't used an IBM computer before, and George hasn't either.
When he was at Emory, can you tell me what he did there?
He was a programmer. Sandy's worked as a computer programmer, but John hasn't.
All right. Now, who have you got over here?
I have the guy for the training job. I think he is absolutely perfect. He is.
Well, one guy can do this, another can do that. it sounds really difficult to find the right person for the job. Or the right job for the person. Listen and repeat.
Jim has used computers. And Bob has too. Jim has used computers and Bob has too. Jim has used computers and Bob has too. John hasn't used an IBM computer. And George hasn't either. John hasn't used an IBM computer. And George hasn't either. John hasn't used an IBM computer. And George hasn't either.
Now I say, both Jim and Bob have used computers. And you say,
Jim has used computers, and Bob has too.
I say, John and George have never used an IBM. And you say,
John has never used an IBM, and George hasn't either.
I say, Jim and Bob have a lot of experience. And you say,
Jim has a lot of experience, and so does Bob.
I say, John and George don't have any experience. And you say,
John doesn't have any experience, and George doesn't either.
Okay, are you ready? Let's begin. Both Jim and Bob have used computers.
Jim has used computers, and Bob has too.
John and George have never used an IBM.
John has never used an IBM, and George hasn't either.
Jim and Bob have a lot of experience.
Jim has a lot of experience, and so does Bob.
John and George don't have any experience.
John doesn't have any experience. And George doesn't either.
Stephen and Anne have both spent a lot of money lately.
Stephen has spent a lot of money lately, and Anne has too.
Jake and Connie are great reporters.
Jake's a great reporter, and Connie is too.
Mike and his cousin have never been to Aspen.
Mike has never been to Aspen, and his cousin hasn't either.
Both Thomas and his friend Sandy don't eat meat.
Thomas doesn't eat meat, and his friend Sandy doesn't either.
Anne and Stephen can't wait for the baby to arrive.
Anne can't wait for the baby to arrive, and Stephen can't either.
Okay. Now, Stephen is talking to Maria on the telephone. He has hired Patricia Wu. Listen to their conversation.
Who's Patricia Wu? How much experience has she had in television? Why do you want to hire Patricia?
She has had experience as a reporter, but Greg and Thomas haven't.
She sounds good. I'll talk to her when I get back. Is everything else all right?
Connie has been working on a story on employment agencies. She's still working on it. Jake has been working on an archaeology story.
It sounds like you've been doing fine, Stephen. I'll call again in a few days.
Now, listen and repeat.
Connie has been working. Connie has been working on a story. Connie has been working on a story on employment agencies. Connie has been working on a story on employment agencies. She's been working on it. She's been working on it all week. And she's still not finished. She's been working on it all week, and she's still not finished. She's been working on it all week, and she's still not finished. Jake has been working. Jake has been working on an archaeology story. Jake has been working on an archaeology story. He's been working on it. He's been working on it all week. And he's still not finished. He's been working on it all week, and he's still not finished. He's been working on it all week, and he's still not finished.
Now you hear.
Is Jake still working on an archaeology story?
And you say.
Yes, he is. He's been working on it all week, and he's still not finished.
You hear.
Is Connie still working on a story on employment agencies?
And you say.
Yes, she is. She's been working on it all week, and she's still not finished.
Ready? Let's begin.
Is Jake still working on an archaeology story?
Yes, he is. He's been working on it all week, and he's still not finished.
Is Connie still working on a story on employment agencies?
Yes, she is. She's been working on it all week, and she's still not finished.
Is Stephen still wallpapering the baby's room?
Yes, he is. He's been wallpapering it all week, and he's still not finished.
Is Anne still shopping?
Yes, she is. She's been shopping all week, and she's still not finished.
Are Maria and Sam still skiing?
Yes, they are. They've been skiing all week, and they're still not finished.
Is it still snowing in Aspen?
Yes, it is. It's been snowing all week, and it's still not finished.
Are you still studying Lesson 4?
Yes, I am. I've been studying it all week, and I'm still not finished.
Yes, you are. And this is the end of Lesson 3.